Well, we'd like to welcome you back to the Music and Ministry Podcast. So glad that you joined us and apologize for missing last week, but man, my voice just went away as I got a little something from up in the greater Pennsylvania area and fought it off. But I thought, you know what, let's just take a break this week and we'll come back with a much nicer, smoother, a little lower today voice to help us all know how to lead worship better. And, you know, part of that, the only reason why we can speak into those things is because we have made a lot of mistakes ourselves and have put a lot of time into learning how to lead people to worship, because really that's what we feel like God has called us to do for now a major portion of our life. And so we're excited that we get to be a part of the journey with you. And again, just glad you're hanging around and that, you know, you're learning from our mistakes and even from some of our successes. So I have been thinking a lot this week about an event that happened when I was a freshman in high school, and we went on this band trip. Now, I was in band. I was in concert band. I played the tenor saxophone, which was pretty cool, except for when you're in concert band, because you don't get any of the cool parts and you just end up playing long whole notes or sustains or just counting for bars upon bars upon bars of rests until you get to play your few notes. But I was in it and enjoyed it, but I was not in marching band. And so that's where all the cool band kids hung out. And so we went to Colorado Springs for some sort of competition. We marched in a parade. I think we played in some sort of contest. So as part of the trip, they decided to take us for a tour of the Air Force Academy, which is located right outside of Colorado Springs. And so I was excited. I was like, wow, the Air Force Academy, let's go see. And they kind of prepped us as we went on the bus and said, you know, you have to make sure that you stay with us and are in the group, and you can't just wander off into the random parts of the military academy. So we get there, we're getting out of the bus, and then I realize, hey, I forgot my camera. And so I ran back to the bus by myself, got my camera, and then caught up with the group, and then we were all inside of the gift shop area. And so I just saw all the people that I knew and just kind of hung out, and we were just, you know, wandering around the gift shop. And just kept thinking, at some point, our leaders are going to come out and they're going to say, okay, this is where we're going. Everybody stay together. Here we go. But 10 minutes turned into 20 minutes, turned into half an hour. And I'm just thinking, oh man, like what is going on? But again, I'm a freshman in high school. I'm the young guy, the new guy. I'm not in marching band. I'm not part of the hierarchy of the band culture. And so I'm just kind of keeping to myself and not saying anything. And then after an hour, yes, an hour of wandering around the bookstore, the leaders come in and say, okay, everybody, it's time to go. So then on the way back, they're like, man, that was amazing. Did you get to see the chapel and all that? And I'm like, no, I didn't see anything. I was hanging out in the bookstore. So if you want to know about the aisle three, all of the products, I stopped and looked at every single one of them because I was bored out of my mind. And of course, this was before the days of cell phones and tablets and having something else to do other than just looking around. And it dawned on me that as I went back to go get my camera, I missed the vital instructions of, hey, if you want to go and tour, come with us. If you don't want to go, hang out here in the bookstore. And so I kept thinking that we were going to do something and had missed the boat. And as I've been thinking about this event, the story that happened in my life, I've also thought, you know what, I've been in a lot of worship services that have kind of felt the same way, that the leaders are going somewhere or that we're just kind of not going anywhere. And at the end of it, we're like, all right, well, that was it. And let's go on to the next thing. So for today, I kind of want to talk about that, because a lot of times what will happen is worship leaders are hoping for more time, or the worship leaders are going somewhere themselves, but they aren't necessarily taking all of the people. Now, again, in this story, you know, I went back to the bus and I missed the instructions, but maybe you could compare me to the people that come a few minutes late to church. Now, some of those people are coming late on purpose because they don't want to participate or don't understand what's going on, which only compounds their being lost, because now they don't know why you're doing anything. If you said something at the beginning, they miss that too. But there is a big difference between leading somebody and just doing an activity. So when it comes to the subject of how much time you should be taking for your worship, a lot of it's going to come down to, where are you going? What are you doing with that time? You could say, well, I need more time. Well, more time for me in that bookstore, I would have gone nowhere. I spent an hour, 20 minutes, 5 minutes was enough. Staying there longer, going nowhere, would not be better. What I needed is direction. I needed somebody to say, hey, go this way, go to this place. You're able to go. I needed instruction, not more time. And I feel like a lot of worship leaders, that's where we're at, where we just need to do better with the time that we have. And I know for a lot of pastors, that's how they feel about it, is that why would I give them more time if we're not really going anywhere or nothing's really being accomplished during the time that we have? And I can certainly tell you, I've been in a lot of different churches, even some churches that do like 40 minutes of worship, and felt like after 15 or 20 minutes that we kind of just kept circling around the same spot where we had been. And it kind of became formulaic and like, no, we do 40 minutes worth of music, not we're going to a certain point and then we're going to pass it off to this next thing. So I know that may be a little hard to hear as worship leaders because we get stuck in our mind. If I just had more time, I would be able to go further. And unfortunately, that is not the case. So you really do have to get rid of that thinking and just say, okay, if this is the time that I have, how can I do better? And that really then comes down to like the parable of the talents and saying, well, I have this one. What can I do with it? I'm afraid of you. I don't know what's going on. And then at the end, they come back and say, well, you didn't do anything with the one. I'm going to take it from you. And this other person who's doing great, he's going to get more. And that seems unfair because, well, maybe if I had more, I could do better. But the truth is, if you don't do good with what you have, then you're not going to get any more. And what you do have, it's going to be taken from you. That is the truth and love today. And so what I want to challenge you and encourage you is that you have to focus on what you do have. And even think about how could I do more if I had less time? You know, one thing that we have often had to do at churches and then even at like events like the National Worship Leader Conference is we get 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes at max. And it's like, hey, we want you to lead something. We want you to do a song. Well, I can present a song in 5 minutes. That's pretty easy. I'll just get up. I'll sing my song. You'll stare at me and maybe you'll clap at the end. Maybe you'll, say, hey, that was really moving. But if I want to lead you to worship in 5 minutes, well, I got to change how I'm doing that. I can't just get up and start singing and hope that you catch on by the middle. I got to actually, again, change my approach. I have to teach you and instruct you. And so we developed this whole system of how to get people involved within like 1 to 2 minutes, and it works. And so as we've gone from then churches to churches, now I have 20 minutes instead of 5 minutes. Well, if I learned how to get you to worship in 5 minutes, well, now in 20 minutes, hopefully I can get you further. Now, part of that is going to depend on, do I know how to take you further? Do I know what further looks like? How well am I listening to the Lord and leading you in the place where he wants to go that day? And those are all skills that you have to develop in order to get more time. So the better that worship goes, the more time that your pastor, your leadership, the church even, is going to want to spend in there because they feel like it's fruitful. Whereas if you're standing on the other side of the issue and saying, man, we could really get somewhere if we had more time, that is not how it works. So I know that is a lot to think about today, but don't let time or the hoping and waiting and wishing for more time stop you from developing the gifts and learning how to do the best that you can with what you have. All right. Well, if you have any questions specifically on how we do that or how we've seen that done, please feel free to email us at musicandministryconference@gmail.com. And of course, we have a ton of resources at musicandministry.co. Well, until next time, have a fantastic week and God bless.